You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I guess you could call this a childish radio segment, but in a fun way, because let's just admit it, as much as you like to be proud that you're an adult, you're all grown up.
I pay bills. I can drive.
Exactly.
But ooh, peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Exactly. Yum, 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 yum. That for all adults, there are still some things that are geared towards kids that you just sheepishly raise your hand and say, yeah, it's a pretty much a kid thing, but I really like that too.
Happened to me about 2 days ago doing my little monthly trip, wandering around Casco and strolling down the freezer aisle. I glanced over, Dom, and I saw the big box sitting there of about 850 corn dogs. And I was like, these are going in the cart, which traditionally is a food geared towards kids, you know, the hot dog on a stick. But God, I love them. I can't get enough of them. You know,
you basically give them to kids and to shut them up when they're like, I'm hungry.
Yes,
I'm hungry.
Exactly. Here, it's quick. You know, have a corn dog. Shut up. This is a childish food. It's up there with like mac and cheese and the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Corn dogs. But as a grown arse adult, I'll sit down. I'll have them for dinner. I don't care. Whatever. How about you?
I got a couple things. First, I want to say our phone number for you to play along with us. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. What is the thing that is geared towards kids, but you like it as an adult?
Doesn't have to be food.
Doesn't have to be
food. Doesn't have to be food either.
One of mine is kind of food related, but it's not so much about the food aspect of it. It's when Gretchen makes a cake or something, and she's got the beaters going in that chocolate
stuff, and she's done.
I will, like a little kid, stand there like, are you done with the? Is you done?
Can I lick that?
I want the beaters and then any spoon that she uses to stir all that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and she has said before, she goes, you're like a little kid. Like,
and you're like, as you're licking it, staring at her.
Oh, my God, those beaters are so good.
Get all that raw egg in you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kids love raw eggs.
And then the other one is, it's kind of funny because I was just in a store yesterday where I had to pick up some packing tape. And when I found the aisle, first thing I see is the packing tape. I grabbed it. I'm turning to walk away, and I took a little look to my left, and I see the whole thing. They've just put out a fresh supply of school supplies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the new they put out, even though school's been in, I don't know, they just restocked it. I don't know if maybe getting ready for next semester. I don't know. But it was a whole thing that was set up in a pile of all the spiral notebooks and pens and things like that. And I thought, that's not fair. That's a July or August thing. They cannot be tempting me in November with school, because I'm a sucker for school supplies.
You love paper.
Oh, my God. Paper and pen and all of that stuff. So I'm going to say, for me, if it's not the PB&J, it's licking the beaters.
That's a good one. Stick with
that
one.
And school supplies. Those are my two childish things that I love.
That's a good one, man. Those are good.
We're just having a few smiles. We're thinking about the things that are geared towards kids, and yet as adults, we can't help but raise our hand and say, yeah, it's a kid thing, but I like it.
I know a lot of you are running through the sprinklers in summer. Come on. Come on. So many coming in on Facebook talking about cereals geared towards kids, like Captain Crunch, Lucky Charms, Count Chocula, Cocoa Puffs, Fruit Loops. A lot of people saying, oh, that is a guilty pleasure. I'm a grown adult. I shouldn't be eating Lucky Charms. Those are for the kids.
But they are magically delicious.
They sure are, man. And you got to just eat the marshmallows.
Let's get to the phones. What do we got here? We have Gina, who's been holding the longest. Hi, Gina. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
So what is it that's geared towards kids, but you love it as an adult?
I'm going to say Legos.
Oh, man. Of course. Those sets, though, I mean, they're so geared towards adults now, though, don't you think? Like, you just did the Beatles one. I mean, what little kid is going to be like, I want that?
I know. And then I finish one that's the International Space Station.
Right.
That's my latest.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Gina, we cannot disagree with you on
Legos,
that.
Yeah, Legos. That's legit.
Good one. Thank you for that call. Here's Tammy. Tammy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you want to add to the list?
Jell-O.
You like Jell-O?
Jell-O.
Yeah, Jell-O in the little cups that I used to put in my daughter's lunch bag.
Absolutely.
Not Jell-O shots,
nope.
Jell-O cups.
We buy those little cups for my kids for school, you know, the like the lemon lime and the cherry, yeah. And guess who's eating them?
I know, right?
They're
Jell-O.
So good.
Jell-O's great.
It is. You know, I gotta say, there's kind of like it's like an inverted bell curve with Jell-O because it's super, super high when you're a kid, and then as an adult it drops down, and then when you become a senior citizen,
what
the curve goes back up.
Well,
again.
The adult curve, you generally add other things to your Jell-O, Tammy.
Right, right. No, we're not adding any vodka or anything.
I'll tell you where
that's
it's
not
at.
What he was talking about.
No, you're hung up
on the Jell-O shot.
No, that is what I'm talking about. That
well,
as an adult,
we're talking about.
No. I'm not adding like fruit. No, that's a. What monster does that? No, just for our Halloween party, we made cherry Jell-O with Fireball mixed into it. You know, those cinnamon whiskey as those little Jell-O shots. That was a crowd pleaser, let me tell you.
I'm a weirdo because I have never enjoyed Jell-O shots.
Really?
I love my adult beverages, but that I've just never. People are like, you do Jell-O.
You can't have like nine of them. You can have two and be like, all right, I'm done. You know, where's my craft beer? Dan wrote in on Facebook. He said, remote control cars. I'm 45 years old, and every time I fire up my son's remote control car, I feel like a kid again. I love taking it off of Sweet Jumps. Yes, how true is that?
That's funny.
Nan wrote in. She said, I love ripped, distressed jeans that are geared towards teenage girls. I have two more. Let's get to Jody first, and I'll give you the last two coming in on Facebook.
All right. Jody, good morning. What do you want to add to this list?
Good morning. I love Pez dispensers.
Do you have a collection?
Unfortunately, accidentally, I do. I'm a teacher, and the students found out that I like Pez dispensers. So in a matter of a couple of years, I got over 300 of them.
Oh, my.
That's kind of cool, though.
Completely axed out. But, yeah, it was so awesome. One kid even got one off of eBay. And repaired it. It was like a Star Trek ray gun that shoots Pez dispensers.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
That's what
I have the craziest stuff. I love them. I don't put them on display. I just love them.
I was going to say, I collect a bunch of old toys and stuff just for the value sake of it. And you should check into some of those to see what they're worth. Hold on to them, you know?
I have some from when I was a kid, and I'm 50 now. And I have some from when I was a kid that I'm sure probably are valuable.
Where do you display
I
them?
I like them. I don't. I just have a bin of them.
Oh.
And then I get them out and, you know, I give them to the kids. I let them use them. Well, before the pandemic, we would get them out and they could use them in class as a reward. But I have some that are still sealed up in whole sets. I have Presidents. I have Elvis. I have, you know, the Lord of the Rings set.
Hold on to those.
I know. My favorite ones are the, like, little Tinkerbells. I don't know. They're, like, whole little Tinkerbells and things on top. I don't know. I just love them. So
well, that was going to be my question for you is which one was your favorite out of 300? Which one is at the front of the class?
I don't know. Well, I have a gigantic one that's Darth Vader, and that's probably my favorite just because they used to always call my husband Captain Vader when he was in the Marine Corps. So I have this huge one that dispenses entire packages of Pez, you know.
Whoa,
Pez candy,
yeah.
So.
And isn't
the
Pez candy the worst?
The thing about Pez...
It's not good.
No.
You think about Pez for kids, the interesting thing about that is that Pez was invented as an alternative to smoking for people. Did you know that? That's why they originally...
I think they came out at the same time as candy cigarettes when I was a kid.
Also a fan favorite, yeah.
That's a great call, Jody. Thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a fun day.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
I'll give you two more from Facebook. CJ said snow cone machines. I don't even have kids, but I have one of those old school Snoopy snow cone machines that you put the ice cubes in and it shaves it up. Then you pour the cherry red syrup on it. He says, I love it. So that one's kind of funny. And then this one's really interesting from Jasmine because this one's geared towards babies. She said those star machines for babies that project stars on your ceiling while the babies fall asleep. It spins around and plays lullabies. She says, I use one of those in my bedroom. It's so pretty. And yes, it helps me fall asleep. That's from Jasmine on our Facebook.
That's great.
It's a baby thing.